USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is reportedly extending the moratorium or pause on student loan payments to the end of August. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, praises the president for the alleged extension, but is continuing to call for student loan forgiveness.
Students are suffering under a huge amount of debt, and to extend the moratorium is a good thing. But, of course, I believe the president should go further and forgive $50,000 in student loans permanently.
Student loan payments were set to resume on May 1st. Fentanyl used to come from China. Now, according to the feds, it's coming from Mexico. Doctors call fentanyl the unspoken pandemic as ODs continue to rise in the United States. Where it's coming from has changed. This as a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.